Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the livestock futures yesterday. Boy, it was quite a collapse on those futures yesterday.
That's exactly the words I'd use too, Dave, as we saw big downside take place, triple-digit losses, some contracts closing down the $3 limit, and most of the sell-off was a combination of profit-taking hitting the market, technical selling as we went through sell stops, and lower cash cattle trade that started to develop yesterday, pulling all the futures to the downside. Now, choice box beef was 44 cents higher. Select boxes down 51, had a movement of 121 loads. Cattle kill was estimated at 114,000 head. The cash feeder index was down for the third straight session, this time by 62 cents. And we also saw yesterday lean hogs also have triple-digit losses. At the moment, the downside continues. October live cattle trading 47 cents lower. August feeder cattle down $1.32. And October lean hogs also down $1.32.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here this morning, also lower across the board. So what's happening on the grain side today?
Well, David, it looks like we're seeing technical selling and profit taking that pulled us lower back on yesterday as the wheat, corn, and soybeans all saw negative closes. Now, also expect to see the fact that we're going to see positioning most likely the next few sessions ahead of Tuesday's monthly USDA supply and demand report. Now, this report is expected to show an increase in the corn and the soybean production over what we saw a month ago. Now, trading volume overnight has been moderate, and that downside, as Dave indicated, continues to take place in our grain complex with our September KC wheat down 2¾, December corn down 1¾, November soybeans have bounced. They are now up a half a penny. December cotton is 36 points higher. September crude oil, 19 cents higher. The September dollar index is down 14 cents this morning, while September Dow Jones futures 21 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and hope you have a great weekend. Look forward to visiting with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.